All right, since we don't have a sponsor, I'll just say that all of these podcasts are brought to you by historyofeveryday.com. Yep, that's me, historyofeveryday.com. Don't forget to check us out on TikTok as well, at dr.dcooper. There you go. Here is the podcast.
The Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
In Dallas, Texas.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
All right, what am I doing here? Oh, yeah, it's morning. Good morning. Welcome to April 18th with the History of Everyday Guys, Scott Cooper. So, what happened on this day in history? On this day in 1939, Gene Autry records the popular song, Back in the Saddle Again. Several decades later, the rock band Aerosmith records a song that shares the same title. The Secretary of the United Nations warns the world could be heading for a recession caused by the underlying increase of the price of oil causing trade deficits in the Western world on this day in 1974. On this day in 1906, an earthquake measuring 7.8 on the Richter scale shook the town of San Francisco, California. 30,000 homes were either partially or wholly destroyed, with an estimated 3,000 dead. The first baseball game is played at Yankee Stadium in New York, with the Yankees beating Boston Red Sox 4-1 in 1923. In 1934, some $5,000 from the ransom paid for the Lindbergh kidnapping is recovered. There's a man in custody with ongoing investigations by federal authorities. Celebrated physicist and Nobel laureate Albert Einstein dies today on this day in 1955. In 1968, London Bridge is sold for $1 million to an American to be reassembled in Arizona. The U.S. Senate has backed a treaty to transfer the Panama Canal to the control of Panama on this day in 1978. Actor Robert Blake is arrested in the shooting death of his wife on this day in 2002. And in 2003, Scott Peterson is arrested in San Diego for the murder of his wife, Lacey. In music on this day in 1970, Steel Mill, featuring Bruce Springsteen, played in the main gym at Ocean County College in New Jersey. Tickets cost $2. Michael Jackson underwent surgery in Los Angeles to repair damage done after his hair caught on fire filming the Pepsi commercial on this day in 1984. And in 1985, Wham! Became the first ever Western pop act to have an album released in China. Well, don't forget that today is National High Five Day, National Lineman Appreciation Day, National Support Teen Literature Day, and National Animal Crackers Day. Well, there you go. Whatever you're doing today, have a great History of Every Day.
Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded.
This concludes our programming for today. We welcome any comments you may have.
Our next regularly scheduled program will come to you at 6:15 a.m.